Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of the Romantically Inclined podcast. This is a special episode, and I feel I need to warn you. Why are you listening to this if you don't like spoilers? But this is a spoiler city episode. It's nothing but spoilers. If you don't want to have your pumpkin fucking book spoiled, come back around later to this podcast episode. Today we have Michaela. You might know her from such things as being Australian and being in my stories a lot. She also has pumpkin nails. She got her nails done pumpkin fucking style for this podcast, which is literally commitment. She did not get a pumpkin dick on her nails, though, so she might not be invited back. Michaela.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
I am so happy you keep coming back for some reason.
I don't have anything better to do.
Honestly, there's nothing better than this being than it being nighttime for me and the middle of the day for you. Because yes. I feel like if this was at nighttime, you just wouldn't show up. But it's is it like 1 p.m. there?
It is 12:07 for me. So
okay, we're 9 hours apart. I don't fucking understand.
15 hours. So it's
but you're a whole day. Yeah,
Friday for me.
I'm gonna say 9 hours though, and not 15.
Just like an American who doesn't know anything. Okay,
fantastic. I refuse to learn. I do not have the capacity for new information. It is filled with pumpkin cum. That is my brain right now.
So much pumpkin cum. If you thought orcs were full of cum, wait till you hear about the pumpkins.
Yeah, literally. I don't know. Was it a written rule that if you have a pumpkin kink, you also have to have a fluid kink?
Well, you know, I've learned some things about myself in the course of the weekend reading all of these books. When Kate tells me to do something, I just do it without question. And now I really am rethinking that policy because these books are absolute doozies. When I said I wanted to do a scary Halloween episode, I was thinking we would read a Nicholas Sparks book or a Colleen Hoover book, not books where people actually ejaculate pumpkin seeds, which is happening in one of these books.
Literally every time you have said that, and she only said it once in the podcast, but she told me about this earlier, and I like clench my like legs, like my lady bits are like cringing. Your at folds. The idea of like pumpkin seeds coming at me.
Yeah, well, it's like a reverse of The Witches of Eastwick. Remember that? How she has the cherry seeds? Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh my God. Kate only watches like three different movies. One of them is Poseidon. The other one's The Mummy.
The remake of Poseidon too. I think that's worse. It's the remake of Poseidon.
Just absolutely coming on here and like reading you to filth every month. Like, I'm like, you know what? We're sisters now. We're allowed to do this.
Yeah,
very thankful that my father does not know how to operate any sort of podcast platform.
Would he want to listen? Is he that supportive of you? Like, he'd be like, I want to hear you talk about this.
He thinks that everything I do is brilliant. And if he listened to this, he would just be like, that's amazing. Good for you. But I just don't want him to hear these things.
I love that energy though.
Yeah. It's really given me a God complex. Like, it hasn't done anything to dampen my self-esteem, which is admittedly way too high, but it is what it is.
I actually got my dad when my Instagram was kind of just starting. I got my dad to read a romance novel and I interviewed him about it. And every night my mom would send me a video of him recapping the chapters he had just read. And I have them on my phone actually. But I don't know that I ever typed up the interview. I also got my grandpa to read a book and I interviewed him as well.
This sounds like something that needs to be recreated for the podcast.
I thought about asking my dad to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
It'd be a very tame podcast.
Yeah. No, well, Kate's mom is like, she's a superstar on Instagram. She's so cute on Reels. She was in Kate's house last week filming all of
violating my bookshelves and making fun of me at the same time.
Good for her. That's what mums do. Your baby's too little to do that to now, but it's truly one of the greatest joys when your child's old enough to just be the bane of their existence. And she's absolutely nailing it. Good for you, Mary.
I don't think she listens to my podcast. She knows how to use Spotify.
No, it's good for her that she's not listening to this.
Boundaries. She listens to all my stories though on my Instagram, unfortunately. Sometimes I'm like, please don't heart react this.
Yeah. No. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
That's the vibe. I'm like, I love your support, but then at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about this one, Mom. Please don't. Please look away.
Like some of my things. I'm like, oh my God, stop.
The reel where I'm being eaten out by an Ice Planet barbarian. She like commented and I was like,
No. Maybe that's actually a good start to our first book that we read together.
Oh God.
Which is the book that has affected me more than anything. So the assignment for this was let's read Halloween books. And then it became let's read books about pumpkin fucking. And I was like, okay, cool. So I literally type into KU, I go pumpkin romance. And there's a plethora of options.
There actually is more than we could read in this month.
More than we could read in this month. But I think that we have selected the cream of the crop. Wow, that was the cream. Okay.
Yeah. Nailed it.
The pumpkin cream. And the first book, I thought it was going to be a shift of romance. It was only 18 pages. I was like, this is going to get hot and heavy really quickly. And the book is called Pleasured by the Pumpkin. I don't have written down who it was by.
But it is Callie Snow.
Callie Snow. It has absolutely changed the trajectory of my life. Yeah. If Kate is known for potatoes, I will now be known for pumpkins. So this book is 18 pages long, like I said, and he just stays a pumpkin. Yep. He does not shift.
And I knew that going in, and I was still shocked a little bit.
Yeah.
She warned me. She was like, this is just fucking an actual pumpkin. And I was like, no way. Well,
I didn't even know if it was like, we don't see like the fucking is like he just eats her out.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about like his like teeth nubbins. And he also, it's really, it didn't age well because for some reason he's singing Gangnam Style. And that's what he's like, you're my sexy lady. Remember that? And he like vibrates and somehow she gets, well, on page two, I knew that this like heroine was DTF because she is, gets so horny from walking from a car to a path that she has to stop and masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I respected that move. Like she was just like, I am feeling the vibes of this haunted house and I'm going to touch myself against a tree.
Yeah.
I respect anybody who can come standing up, honestly.
Well, I was just, it was great. Yeah. I mean, like this book, like I said, it's absolutely changed the course of my life. So he was an actual pumpkin. I am a little bit upset because it was said like that there are other books. There's no other books on Kindle Unlimited because he promised to show her what he could do with his stump.
I feel like she was, the author was then like, I do not want to write that and just stopped.
Yeah. Well, good. Probably a smart decision. Yeah. Good for her.
My biggest problem with it, and I texted Michaela this, he was way too bossy. He was just, he was so bossy. He's like, tell me your mind. I'm like, you are a pumpkin, sir. She cannot be with you forever. This is not realistic. You do not have legs.
Yeah, you don't have legs. You don't have eyes. Like that was the other thing. How was he thinking?
Wasn't he like, I can see you like enough or something? Like he couldn't. You can't even hug me, bro.
Yeah.
We can vibrate. I am not yours.
You can make you come by, you know, moving around on your titties. That was good.
Oh yeah, he motorboated her to completion. That was really cool.
I'm jealous of her. How does she come like that? Good for her.
I literally highlighted it. I'm concerned I went through my Kindle highlights today because I kept seeing all these people annotating like phrases like, he loved me always, or like, we will always be together. And I was like, what are my highlights? Like, I don't annotate books, but I was like, what are my highlights? And it was like, Mothmen love pussy.
Mm.
And I was like,
Yeah.
And then the motorboating tits quote, I was like, wow, I really hope no one ever goes through my Kindle highlights.
Just have your husband promise that, like, in the event of your death, that they're just the first things deleted.
Yeah, but at my funeral, I want my reels played on repeat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Good choice.
So let's switch to, we both also read Jack by Leila Fay. And after I don't like to, like, believe that I have any sort of influence over people whatsoever, but I guess after I talked about it, it shot to like number one in like erotic humor on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And people were like, you did this. And I was like, oops.
But she's the meme queen for a reason, people.
I was like, I did not expect everyone to buy this after.
Stop. Don't read it. I told you to read it. Why are you reading it for?
I'm so bashful. No, but I was like, yay. Like, that's what I'm here for, is to promote.
Yeah.
Like, weird as fuck. I really fucking hope the potato book shot to the top of the charts, too.
Has she messaged you back?
That author has never messaged me, ever. But I did message Leila Faye asking for a diagram of the balls. So Jack, the pumpkin, has four balls.
Yep.
And someone DM'd me and they wanted to know what that was like how that worked. Is it four in a row? Are they like cow udders? Are they in a row or are they in a line?
Yeah. How does like that sit? Picture of the garlic cloves I sent you.
Yes. Because they're also huge. It's not four small balls. It's four huge balls to provide the most cum possible.
Yeah. But it's a pumpkin spice flavored cum as well.
Yeah. I did not see that coming. I guess I should have seen it coming. Coming.
You didn't see it. Yeah. 69.
But I did not.
One of my favorite things about Jack was that he sniffed her despite having no nose. And I actually, I have notes because this is just, I come prepared to these things. There was a meaty slap when his balls hit her puffy. And then we've got his line is, "I'm a demon," Jack said finally, "not a fucking scientist. I don't know how attraction works, only that I'm attracted to you."
That's fucking romantic as hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that immediately follow the phrase meaty slap?
I don't know. Well, you know, like this was a frantic sort of note-taking. Mm-hmm. You will realize that as the episode progresses.
No, my favorite part was just that it was actually well-written.
It was, absolutely.
Like I expected Pleasured by the Pumpkin vibes, and what I got was like actually like, okay, this author can actually write.
Yep.
And I liked that. So then I proceeded, and we'll talk about it later, but I proceeded to read another book by her. And I have no regrets. But at the end of this book, they form a business bottling his pumpkin syrup cum and selling it to monsters, which I respect an entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
Like, make money however you want to make money. If that's how you want to make money, that is like totally fine. This comes back around though in Jack 2 in a way that made me wildly uncomfortable. So,
I have not read Jack 2, so yeah. I would like to hear about this.
Okay, let's just go right into Jack 2. So Jack 2 is much different vibes. We didn't even really talk about like how she ended up with this fucking pumpkin-headed man. Also, he can transform into a human face. He could be a human if he wanted to. He chooses to be a pumpkin face. Which brings me to this question. How the fuck does he sleep? Does he need to sleep? Yes. Does he have a neck support? Like... How is he sleeping?
A special pillow?
Yeah.
Does he barter with his cum for a feather down pillow? Like, is it, how is it comfortable?
It's not. How heavy is that? Is that like a 25-pound pumpkin on your head? I know you're a magical being, but Jesus Christ, I hope you go to a chiropractor.
I can't suspend that much disbelief. Honestly, I need answers to these things.
Yeah. I believe in the selling cum. I do not believe that was a comfortable situation with the pumpkin head. But the second book is his son. So Jack 2, now it's his son, which I appreciate that we don't actually really meet the son in book one, because I always feel like that's kind of weird, because now I saw that as a baby and now I'm watching that fuck. And I'm like,
This is why I can't read the rest of the Bridgerton books. I had to give up after like, what's her name? Eloise, maybe. Yeah, Eloise. Yeah,
Yeah, I haven't finished them all. But The McGregors by Nora Roberts, they did that too. But I think they almost like worked backward where they had the characters. And I think that she did the parents and then she did the grandparents. She like worked backwards, which was like, maybe not. Maybe that's just how I read them.
Well, as if like I'm not every week watching House of Dragon, like cheering for like an uncle to fuck his niece. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a
you and the rest of the world.
Yeah.
What is up with George R. R. Martin making people want to fuck their family?
Tell me about your childhood, George R. R. Martin. My DMs are open, especially if you're one of those men who's offering $5,000 a week to be a sugar baby. Thank you.
He would be so cheap. He is not paying $5,000 a week. No. He's paying like $300 a week for a tit pick, and that's it.
I'll take it. My DMs are open.
So Jack too, at one point, he does make a like cum syrup joke to her. Mm. Like he like makes her a pumpkin spice latte. He's like, by the way, this is not like organic pumpkin syrup, just so you know. And she's like, I don't fucking know what that means. And he's like, you'll find out later. And I did say, because the minute he handed her the pumpkin spice latte, I went, I really hope there's not cum in there. And yeah. I appreciated that they clarified that, Layla clarified that immediately, because that would have concerned me for the rest of the book. Here is my biggest issue. He wants her to apologize. So at the beginning of the book, they're reunited after a year, after he shows her his face and she runs away screaming, calling him a monster. Which, dude, you cannot just reveal a pumpkin face without like a lead up conversation about, she doesn't even think magic exists.
Yeah.
So she goes from like just regular human who doesn't even believe in magic, but kind of likes Halloween, to like the man she's been dating for like 3 months, just like turning into a pumpkin head. He needs to work that out. That was disrespectful. But then he wants her to apologize for calling him a monster, and he's going to fuck an apology out of her. And the whole time I was like, no, you would not get it out of me. You would not get an apology out of me. I would rather die. The closest thing I've ever done to a grovel is posting a sad song lyric in my AIM away message in the hopes of like letting them know I was vaguely apologetic.
Okay.
Closest I ever got.
Really showing our age here, guys.
If you don't know what AIM is, it's like texting, but way harder.
Yeah.
And you had to be on your computer.
That you can't carry with you in your pocket.
Yeah. Oh my God. They should bring AIM back for your phone though. I guess it's just like Instagram DMs.
It's like WhatsApp, whatever. Isn't it now?
Whatever. So that bothered me because it took me out of the story the whole time. The whole time I'm like, don't you fucking apologize because this cock is nice. Just no, do not. And then at the end, this is the part. I wrote too much family shit. The whole time I'm like, where are mom and like, where's his mom and dad? And at the end, she meets his mom. And his mom's like, are you going to get in on the family business? And she's like, what is the family business? And Jack too? Are they both named Jack?
Jack.
I guess it makes sense. Jack and Jack the second. I did not catch that. He goes, oh, they bottle my father's cum and sell it. And she's literally drinking a pumpkin spice latte with the syrup. And she goes and vomits in the sink. And he goes, don't worry, that it wasn't my father's cum in that drink. And she's like, oh.
I gotta read this book. I'm missing out.
And then she's like, no, thank you. We will not participate in the family business. Jack's like, she can guzzle all my cum all by herself. She does not need, she wants it all. She does not want to share, basically.
Once again, I'm really happy that my father can't work podcasts and that he's not listening to this. And Mary, for the love of God, if you're listening, please turn it off. Please.
Too late. Anyway, so Jack 1, I rated 5 stars just because I am not stingy with my 5 stars. If you are marketing yourself as like a joke book and you accomplished being a joke book, 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Emily Henry's Book Lovers, 5 stars. But different criteria.
Yeah.
It met. But I did rate Seduced by the Pumpkin Spice Latte 5 stars at first, and then I had to lower my rating a little bit because people were commenting on Goodreads. They're like, oh, 5 stars, I'm definitely reading this. And yeah. I was like, oh
yeah.
And I like edited my review. I'm like, it's like I gave it this rating because it is hilarious and dumb and not because it was genuinely good, so don't be afraid.
Yeah. And also congratulations to anyone who has ever written a book. That's like the number one thing. Yeah.
I have not done that. You are leagues ahead of me because I cannot stay focused on a story for more than like 3 seconds. It gets to the first sex scene and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, more. I will not.
Kate's first sex scene on page 4 as well. Maybe you were the one who wrote Seduced by the Pumpkin. Pleasured by the Pumpkin. Sorry. There's so many. Seduced Pumpkin. Seduced by the Pumpkin Spice Latte, which was 13 pages of insanity.
That was the worst one we read. The one where she actually fucks a pumpkin made more sense than the Pumpkin Spice Latte.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also bothered me. It wasn't sentient. And I wanted her to fall in love with a puddle of Pumpkin Spice Latte.
we were deceived and hoodwinked and lied to.
Yeah.
Like, so this girl, I don't even know her name.
The author?
What's her name? No. The one who, the girl, the main character.
Like Megan or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
We'll call her
she
Megan.
She was like a basic white girl. Like, she was a Taylor Swift fan. She loved a Pinterest braid. Like, she had Ugg boots on. I thought she wore them outside. Mm-hmm. She didn't wear them outside, but like, I'm still, Australia needs you to know that those are not outside shoes.
Oh yeah. Michaela was very upset when she thought she wore them outside. I clarified, she only put them on to walk to her closet and then took them off.
What, like, what's the point? Like, how far away is your closet, boo? You know? And then my other problem was Starbucks. Like, my Starbucks that I go to, I swear to God, I can walk past 15 minutes later and it's not the same staff. It is like the Truman Show in there. Like, they are just paid actors, like, on this, like, rotating belt. And for some reason, she hooks up with... Well, she doesn't even hook up with a pumpkin spice latte. She's given the pumpkin spice latte. They're like, you're a pumpkin spice sexual. And then has this like weird like threesome-y sort of thing with two of the baristas. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this would not fly at Starbucks. Like, it is a business. Like, there is a reason why they are so popular. It's because they are there to sell. They're there to mm-hmm. overcharge you. Also, it aged terribly because she talks about Channing Tatum and his hot wife, Jenna Dewan Tatum. And I'm like, whoo, they've been getting divorced for about 6 years now, but that's fine. I just can't imagine masturbating to a pumpkin spice latte, especially if I'm paying like $8 for it.
That is very true. Wait, no, but did she pay for it or no? She did pay for it, I think. Yeah, she did pay for it.
She did.
You're just going to let that drip all over your clit and you're not even going to like drink it?
I'm just like I am a pumpkin spice latte fan. I mean, I do. I had a couple. We only have the season here for like 1 month. So I'm very sad that I can't get weird with a pumpkin spice latte for you guys. But yeah, it just becomes a three-way. Don't say that it's about pumpkin spice sex if it's not.
Yeah, that's true. It really just turned into people sex. And it's not a romance novel. It is an erotica. It does not have an HEA. She does not walk off into the sunset with her cup of pumpkin spice latte. She just uses it to masturbate to. And it's not even, like, slick. Like, it's not even, like, lubey, you know? It's just sticky.
Yeah. Sticky, spicy. Now I feel like a pumpkin spice latte. God damn it.
Oh, well, it's the middle of the day for you, so you can go get one.
I can't.
Reward yourself.
No, they're only in at Starbucks for the month of September in Australia.
Wait, what the
What
the fuck is wrong with Australia?
I said to my nail girl, I was like, okay, so next time we're gonna do Christmas nails. She's like, absolutely. Shit moves fast.
I don't understand. It's not like, I mean, I know you guys don't really, well, you said you kind of do celebrate Halloween, but it's like different.
Yeah.
But like Halloween is still in October. I don't give a shit if you are in Australia. It's still October. Pumpkins are still in October. I need to have a word with your government.
Yes. Please do.
I don't respect them.
You need to do international relations. Like the UN is quaking right now, basically.
God damn it. And guys, her pumpkins are weird. She kept posting, and somebody else DM'd me about this too. She kept Michaela kept posting videos of her like groping green like squash or gourds in the grocery store. And I was like, what are you? Someone was like, are those pumpkins? Like, what is she doing? And I DM'd her. I'm like, why do you keep groping gourds? And she said, those are Australian pumpkins.
They are pumpkins. It's a pumpkin.
I do not. Show me the paperwork. Show me their birth certificates.
It's literally.
I'm going to pull an Obama or a Trump on Obama right now and say, show me his birth certificate.
It's in the fucking reel. It's like, it's not my fault that American food is like genetically modified to within an inch of its life.
They grow naturally in
it grows
the
naturally.
Wild.
I had pumpkins growing in my yard. Like you just throw the seeds out and it just flourishes.
Do you think that when that one character ejaculates pumpkin seeds that he risks creating a whole garden?
Yeah, what if they become men?
Do they cook them? Oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I can tell you as well, like since like I hadn't had potatoes since a potato shifter romance, I haven't sent pumpkin seeds with my kids for school lunches.
Oh.
Like this is this podcast,
can't.
It's actually ruining things for me.
Also, my husband and I looked it up, and if you eat too many pumpkin seeds, you will have diarrhea.
Yeah. So,
like
it's not a joke. Yeah.
No, it is absolutely not a joke. So beware, people. They are what is not a diuretic. That's when you like pee. They're a laxative. They're literally a laxative. You have been warned.
They're full of fiber. So like fibrous sort of things. Yeah,
you've been warned via my podcast, people.
Yeah. Everything we say, you have to consult a health professional. This is not health advice. Make sure you speak to your doctor. Thank you.
Yeah. Do not accept anything we say as genuine medical.
For legal reasons, this is all advice. A joke.
It's all a joke. But it's also really serious. You're going to shit your pants if you eat a ton of almonds. Allegedly. All right, so we have been talking a lot about men with pumpkin heads. Let's talk about a man who loses his pumpkin head, takes it off for sex, does not wear it, it gets in the way. You're going to have to make out with a head stump. Michaela's looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. Riding the Headless Horseman.
By Molly Leakovich, I want to say her name is.
Yeah.
She's a booktuber. I used to follow her back in the day. Yeah, she's really cool. Doing a bit of monster stuff. So yeah, when I saw that, I was like, I swear I know that name, and I did know that name. So this is a book about Letta. She is a weird little witch girl. And yeah, her town believes that a headless horseman is haunting them, I guess, on Halloween. So Letta is like, she just decides to go for a walk on Halloween, and she is stolen by this man.
Yeah, she doesn't believe in him, which is always the first step to getting fucked by the thing you don't believe in.
Yeah, even though she is like a witch herself.
Yeah.
She just
that was funny. She's like, I'm a witch, but I, and she doesn't believe, not in the Headless Horseman. She literally does not believe in like death, that she believes that like you die, but she doesn't believe that death is like a person who, or a sentient being who collects souls. But I'm like, bitch, you're a witch. Like, you're really going to draw the line at a man who collects souls?
Yeah. And he had no head. He had no head. And
but he was still hot somehow.
Yeah. He had like a scent to him. And he had a big house. Like, he owned a big house. You know, like, I don't care if he doesn't have a head. But he could still talk to her. It was something like within him talking to her. And she was just really sure that he was super handsome and hot. And I think
But what if he had, what if, well, I'm spoiling it, but when he gets his head back, what if he was just like not her type?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, he had his own house. He was employed.
Yeah. That's true, actually.
Look, honestly, you know, beggars can't be choosers. I keep saying this to all of my single friends. I'm like, it gets rough out there after a certain age. Like, all the men have neck tattoos, or they've like listened to a couple of episodes of like the Joe Rogan podcast. Like, nobody's perfect. So I think that probably, like, if the worst thing about this man is that he was not hot, I mean, at least he's not right wing. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's like, actually that's a very fair assessment. And like, you know, he's not, like, he's totally into her being a witch. He's been like, hasn't he been like thinking of her? Like, he knows of her, doesn't he? He like already knows she's sexy to him.
He was into some cool shit. Like, this is like the more BDSM sort of, like, he's like got the candle wax out, he's like spanking her.
Well, I will say the trigger warnings led me to believe it was going to be way more wild, but maybe that's just me being desensitized.
Well, I've been actually edging myself for the book, and that's Losers by Harley LaRue. We won't talk about that because it's not really Halloween-y, but like, that book is fucking incredible.
Well, maybe one day on the podcast, I will read a book you recommend, and it will be a book by her.
I'm picking something. I never have. Like, I'm picking like the worst book I've ever read that's like my favorite. That's
no.
That's like,
I backed myself into a corner here. No.
Good.
Let's talk about the worst part of this headless book, though, which is when she just up and leaves after sex. For 6 months. She's like, I'm going to go find his head.
Bitch, it was 11 months. She pieced the fuck out. Yeah. Talk about ghosting a ghost.
Jesus Christ. She literally like leaves him. I, for some reason, thought it was 6 months. He's asleep after she, after they plow for like hours.
He rides the headless horseman. That happens.
He falls asleep. She's like, I really, he's like cool with not having his head. He's kind of like, I don't know where it is. They used to behead witches. It's buried in some pauper's grave, probably somewhere. And she's like, I really want oral, is like how I pictured it. She was just like, I want to be eaten out really bad. Yeah. So she just leaves, goes back to the human realm, and looks for his head for like 11 months. Doesn't say a fucking word to this man who has like confessed these deep feelings for her. Just ghosts him.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is, I mean, this did not need to be a, I know she brings his head back to him. And yeah. I was like, that's nice. But was there any reason like that you couldn't have texted and been like, yo, I'm finding your head.
Communicate, because the veil was thin between the human and the ghosty world. Like, that's his thing. On Halloween, he can ride out, and she just decides to, instead of like having a conversation, and he's like fine with it. I would have killed her on principle. I would have been like, if I'm a ghost, you're a ghost, bitch. Okay, where's your fucking head?
I told you that's like what Rob, my husband, that's his plan for me when he dies. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation once in college, and I was like, he was like, what would you do if I died? And I was like, oh, I'd, you know, probably wait a respectful amount of time and then go get like railed by some dude in a bar somewhere. No, I didn't say that. I was like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, I maybe I'd find love again one day. Like, wouldn't you want that for me? I was like, if I died, I'd want you to find someone else. And he was like, no. And we were texting. So he just sends an emoji of a ghost with a knife and like a woman. And then the next set of emojis is like a ghost with a knife and like a skull. And the next emoji was just two ghosts with a heart between them. And I was like, did you just say you would, your ghost would kill me?
Wow.
And he said, yeah. Yeah. He would not want me to live without him. He would kill me as a ghost. He would not, Virgo, if we got divorced, just an FYI. Insane. He would not kill me if we got like a divorce.
No.
He would not kill me if we got a divorce. But if he was a ghost, he would want me to be a ghost with him forever. Yeah.
Good for him, I guess.
I mean, he knows what he wants.
He's a romantic. When you said forever, you meant forever.
Yeah, he's deranged. I mean, I'm like, I would just fuck your ghost if you want. You don't also have to kill me.
Ghost fucking 3,000. I don't know why everything needs a number on the end.
We didn't read a single ghost fucking book, though.
Well, it was a slippery slope. Like, it just became the pumpkins. I think that was probably...
I guess the Headless Horseman's kind of a ghost, but he's not a ghost in the sense when you hear, like, I fucked a ghost. Like, that's not what you're picturing.
There's got to be some sort of, like, Christmas ghost. You know what I mean? Oh. Like, the ghost of Christmas. Like, that has to be, like, well, we need to do that.
Vera Valentine has re-gifted Ganged by the Ghosts of Christmas. And it is a Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, Future gangbang situation. Yeah.
There's nothing that, like, Vera screwed. Valentine can't do. There's just everything. It's like supremacy. I love it.
You refused to read Boogeyman Booty Call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
honestly, that's fine.
You didn't sell it to me very well. Kate got on her stories and she was like, this motherfucker's got three straggly ass strings of hair. And is his name Gary?
Yeah, his name is also Gary. Yeah.
What? How is that? Like, I said Halloween, but make it horny. Like, I'm not horny for Gary the fucking, you know.
I feel really bad for the Garys of the world. I'm sorry, Gary. But if
he was
you
in Australia, he'd be called Gaz. He'd just get called Gaz.
Interesting. Gary Gaz. Oh,
yeah.
What's up, Gare?
Gaz.
I would just change his name. I'd give him a nickname. Like William. I don't know. Something. Anything is better, honestly.
Anything.
So this book confused me a little bit, though, because I couldn't tell. So this is Boogeyman Booty Call by Harpy Alexa. And I love the name Harpy. That is a bold author name, pen name, and I adore it. But this book, I couldn't figure out if it was actually trying to be funny, or was it kind of accidentally being funny? And I didn't like that. I couldn't really tell. Like, it was definitely ridiculous, but I didn't find any bit of it sexy. And I was like, I think I'm supposed to be finding parts of it sexy. But when they said that thing about, like, he has like some hair on the back of his like bald head, I was like, oh, that was like page two. I was like, what?
Cut it off, babe. Just cut it. Okay. Just embrace it. Shave it.
Yeah. I was like, what is going on? And he has like a weird roommate. I did like that he was a panty sniffer, though. That was my first time reading a panty sniffer. He has her take the panties off in the middle of dinner. This is where it was like, I wasn't super into this, which I'm drawing the line, I guess, at like inviting someone into your kink without talking about it with them first. So he's literally their first date. Actually, to be fair,
like
he has
been. It was a restaurant as well, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a really nice restaurant. Yeah. And they are So this is their first date, but he has been spooking. It's like Monster Things style. He was assigned her daughter, like to scare her daughter into being a like a good girl because she's like a wackadoo. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She's just like, I mean, that's unfair because she's just dealing with the loss of her father who abandoned them for another woman. Oh. So she's acting out in a normal child way.
Yeah.
But her mom's like, be good or the boogeyman will get you. And then Gary immediately gets assigned to be like the boogeyman to scare her daughter straight. Like in an episode of like Scared Straight. Do you guys
this
have that
like
in Australia?
Your mom like fucking your teacher. Like this is like, this is not like, this is the worst crossover of people that you should be having sex with. Like it's up there with like parole officer.
Yeah.
Like dentist.
It was definitely vibe exactly like that.
Yeah, no, I can't support that. See, I'm happy I didn't read this because as soon as I heard about the hair, I was out.
And he's already like, so he has this relationship with her daughter. Her daughter is not scared of him at all. They're like best buds. And it annoys the shit out of him because he's like, bitch, this is my job. And you are not, it's basically, it's exactly Monsters, Inc. This person watched Monsters, Inc. and then wrote a book about it. But the I picture Gary as like the chameleon character. What's his name? I don't know. He has the glasses. Anyways. You ever see Monsters, Inc.? You have children.
Yeah, no, we're not Disney. We're not a Disney family, but I did invite
sure
myself
Pixar.
Along. I don't, well, my kids don't like that, okay? They were forced to watch Vampire Diaries, like normal children. And yeah. No.
Okay, well, look him up later.
Okay, I will. NTL.
I should have let you know ahead of time that you were going to need to, like, study for this episode.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like
now.
My pants have been pulled down and I'm masturbating beside a tree right now.
So what did Gary do? Oh, so they're on their first date and Gary, they know nothing about each other. They met on like a monster dating app, but like for the humans, it's supposed to be like met like people who dress up like monsters. So like weirdos, I guess. And she joins that app for some reason. And they're drinking wine and Gary's just like, pass me your panties. And she's like, oh, I don't know. And then she's like, okay, I'll do it. She gets up to go to the bathroom. He's like, no, take them off right here. They're like at a table in the middle of a restaurant. People are already looking at them. She takes them off while people are watching, hands them across the table. He grabs them and sniffs them and they get kicked out of the restaurant for it.
Is anyone shocked by that? Like, are they like, why were we kicked out of this restaurant?
No, they know why they're kicked out.
Okay,
they know why. Yeah, and he's like a weirdo. He's like kind of a dick about it, though. He's like, yeah, we're leaving. Also, dinner sucked. It's like, you ate a raw steak whole.
Well, for
you
starters,
didn't even
like, who wears panties on a first date? Like, that's just like...
Another unrealistic standard set by romance novels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we know what we're here for.
But also, I was like, this is just weird. I mean, it took it out of being sexy if it was supposed to. Like, it could be sexy if he just, like, sticks them in his pocket. He wants her panties, so she's sitting there pantyless. But he like, I don't know, it became like a like weird thing that was happening and I was like, what the fuck is going on? But it was cute in the end, like, I don't know, single mom romance, she finds love and I think he eats her ex-husband.
Cool. Yeah, that's a happy ending.
Yeah,
I like that. We love a happy ending.
He also has the eggplant colored cum that's like thick and at one point she wakes up in the morning and it says her eyelashes are like one eye can't open because it's sealed shut with cum. And I was like, why wouldn't you wipe your face before you went to sleep?
I don't care how bad or rough the night gets. I'm still doing my skincare before.
Maybe this was skincare. Maybe boogeyman cum is good for the skin.
I'd like to see a scientific report on that. Like,
it
I'd
does
like
dissolve in the sunlight, so all she does is go stand in a window and it dissolves, and I thought that was a really nice touch, but I didn't like, I just pictured like rotten milk colored purple cum, basically. Yeah. Sorry for everyone who had to just listen to that sentence.
They know what they're signing up for when they listen to this podcast. These episodes are just insane, truly. Kate releases them in the middle of the night and I like wake up and I'm like, oh, like repost it, and then people are like, that was crazy. I'm like, I literally black out before we record these. Like, I don't know what's happening. I just like, it just happens. Like,
we do
here,
no
like,
editing. It's just uncensored versions of us.
Yeah, and then like we're like saying things, and we're just pulling like stupid faces at each other.
We're like the Real Housewives.
Damon Targaryen fit on.
Okay, I was wearing a hood. Yeah. I just put a hood on for a reel.
Same in Targaryen fit. Did anyone else confront you about it?
Right now, and then we'll see. And I don't even understand the reference, because guess what? I haven't fucking watched the show yet.
If you watched the show, you would just, you'd love it. You'd leave your husband for him. You'd be like, fuck, I need to marry my uncle. What's going on here?
We'll see. I cannot refute that. It'll probably happen.
Quick sticks, Robert. Come on. You need to watch this show.
He wants to watch the show. Like, Rob's been on me to sit down and watch it. And I'm always like, I got Bookstagram stuff to do. I struggle with pulling the trigger to watch a new show.
Mm. Enjoy it.
And he and I just like binge immediately. And he's the worst. We'll watch like three episodes. It'll be like 1 a.m. on a school night, work night. And he'll be like, one more. I'm like, you can go to hell.
Yeah.
Because he has like that side of him. And I have the side of me that's just like easily pushed around. So I'm like, okay.
This is just a Virgo relationship, and I'm here for it. It's good. It's great.
Rob makes almost no sense being a Virgo. Like, I am exactly a Virgo, and he is, I don't know, like a Capricorn or something, masquerading as a fucking Virgo.
Maybe he has a rising. I'll do his birth chart later.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me know. Tell me about and I didn't read this one because Michaela legitimately told me not to. She was like, you will hate this. Tell me about the Scarecrow one that you read, because what you told me about it before this podcast started, I'm like genuinely stressed out and mad.
She was shook as fuck. Like, it was okay. So it's called Scream for the Scarecrow, and we'll make sure that we have all of these put into like a little carousel before we do the, like, we'll pop it all together. We'll do all the books and who they're by and everything. Okay. So it's about Scarlet. Scarlet is this, like, the setup for this was really funny because they're going pumpkin shopping. Like, that was the first, like, first thing. So it's kind of, you know, it's spooky, it's scary, we're in a pumpkin patch.
Are they pumpkin shopping at night?
Well, during the day, but they're actually going away on a trip to Mexico the next day. So I'm like, yeah.
What are they going to do with the pumpkins?
Exactly. 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 So I was okay, well, you know, that immediately was like, all right. And then, you know, Scarlet, she's like bored. She's bored looking at the pumpkins. She's over it. So she decides to walk to this creepy abandoned place with this scarecrow. And she's like, Jesus Christ, that's the ugliest fucking scarecrow I've ever seen in my life. Like, he is just terrifying.
That's rude, and, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he can't help it. He's a fucking scarecrow. And she's pushed over by something, of course. Goes home with her roommate, cousin, I don't know who the fuck it was. And when she gets home, she realizes that her wallet is missing. Mm. It's nowhere to be found. And she'll need her, you know, bank card, her ID for Mexico that they're going to.
Oh, so they had to set it up. Because if this was a regular day, I am not fucking going back to a scarecrow pumpkin patch in the middle of the night.
So she's, you know, like, worried about her card and her ID. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, you'd have a passport. Like, that could pass as identification, probably. You can just pay with your phone or something. Call your bank. Call fucking anyone.
You're going with a friend. Just use her money.
Exactly. Transfer it. Anyway. Mm. But no, Scarlet has to go back. She's got to go back to this pumpkin patch. And it's dark and it's misty and it's spooky. And then all of a sudden, this scarecrow comes to life. And he is terrifying. He has a black tongue that is half a foot long.
That's There's the worst a lot thing of I've like,
heard. Yeah. It's really, like, it's pretty dubcon, this book as well. It's, so Scarlet is, well, she's just kind of like, okay, well, this is crazy.
I'm, like, legitimately scared right now.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it gets worse. Before, it doesn't get better, so I also need to say that. This is why I told Kate not to read it. So we find out that the scarecrow was cursed by a forest witch who sort of lives on the fringe of the pumpkin patch, which also operates, and, like, he's just hanging out. He's allowed, he's alive for one night a year. And Scarlet is his victim this year because something stole her purse.
But he's alive as his scarecrow form, though.
Yeah.
I'd rather be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. His dick is thick as a tree trunk, of course. And, you know, you're thinking, you're like, okay, Scarlet, like, she's got a little bit of, like, Stockholm syndrome here. Like, she's kind of feeling sorry for this fucking guy. And she's, you know, going to be fine. Like, she'll just peace out. And then as the sun is rising the next morning, the witch from 200 years ago appears and curses Scarlet to also become a scarecrow with this dude because she fucked him and enjoyed it.
I hate it. I'm having scary stories to tell in the dark flashback.
And then it ends with like a poem about how there's two scarecrows waiting to like see each other again.
So you think when they turn back into humans next Halloween, they'll just fuck each other or they fuck other people and make four scarecrows?
Well, yeah, I don't know. But I just know that as soon as I saw there was no happy ending, I was like, Kate's going to she's going to lose it at this. It's not going to be, we're not going to be able to sell this.
That's like genuinely, like, I have respect for that because it is a genuinely scary story.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, like these other ones are just
half a foot tongue. Like, whoa.
Where did it go?
You know what that tongue does.
Tell me.
It went everywhere. It went from back to crack. It could probably hit his sack. If we're being for real, it was crazy.
Ugh.
It was up inside her. It was.
I hate it so much. This book is not endorsed by this podcast, okay?
Absolutely not. No.
Book sounds fucked up. I don't like it. You read one more, right?
Yes.
Seduced by the Pumpkin King.
This was an absolute banger. I don't give out 5 stars easily, but I loved this. It
don't
was like 100.
You do give out 5. I've seen what you 5-star. You're not that strict.
Well, you know, I usually just don't rate things. Yeah.
Oh, so but when you mean you don't give out 5 stars, you mean mostly you don't give out reviews that often.
Unless I really hated it and you can take the hit of a 1-star because you know what you did wrong. You know what you did.
You know what you did last summer.
Oh, bitch, I don't remember what I did yesterday. Don't get me started on that. Fucking hell. Okay, so this is called Seduced by the Pumpkin King. I loved the cover of this one. It was super fun. It's a girl named Katie with an I, which is important.
No.
K-A-D-I.
Can I actually interrupt here and say that when I told the Starbucks lady when I had my first pumpkin spice latte, I said my name is Katie. Katie, mm-hmm. Because in my real life, my name is Katie. Mm-hmm. And K-A-T-I-E. She wrote K-A-I-T-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's,
see.
What?
Like, well, my name is obviously like.
Oh, I saw your name get spelled on a cup in one of your Instagram stories. And I was like, what the fuck is written on your cup?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you guys, like, if you don't have, if you've just found this, it's M-I-K-A-Y-L-A. And my name in itself, the origins are tragic because both of my parents are Libras and their names are Michael and Michelle. So to name me Michaela is just the ultimate self-indulgence. So I actually have a fake Starbucks name. I don't say Michaela because Michaela is it's Jen.
Ew.
But, well, no, Jennifer. After Jennifer Check from Jennifer's Body, Megan Fox's most iconic role.
That's her most iconic role.
Bitch, what has she done lately besides suck Machine Gun Kelly's cock?
Oh,
honestly,
Transformers is her most iconic role.
Well, she's Michaela in that. She is Michaela in that. So that's her character's name. Michaela
it came
Baines.
Full circle. This story just came full circle.
Exactly. So, well, you know, Michaela is traditionally spelled like Michael with an A. So I go Jen, and they're like, "Oh, can we write Jen?" I was like, "No problem." So I'm just like, "Oh, it's Jen." One time, I got called Jen. Like from the Brady Bunch, and I picked up this cup, you know, I can't help myself, and I was like, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Did you throw the cup over the counter and just like, no, I reject this?
No, nah, but it was, you know, so those things happen. So yeah, when you're at Starbucks, it's a frantic land of places, like, and especially my Starbucks, like I said, it's just like paid actors. I don't believe that those people exist when I'm not there. My son went to a daycare like that too. I'm like, I've never seen these people before and I'll never see them again. Like, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, it's like a rip in the dimensions. You know, like they line up. You're like, shit. So yeah. So I read Seduced by the Pumpkin King. Katie. We're back to Katie.
Okay. Her name is Katie. K-A-D-I.
K-A-D-I. She catches her boyfriend cheating on her. And then she manages to get lost in a random town when she's like running away from him. Like he's sick. She tries to bring him some chicken soup and she's like driving and breaks down, of course. And it's like this really religious town and she runs away from the people and like gets away, but then somehow comes back to them. And she's got to spend a night with the dark one whose name is Oros, which Oros. Okay. So yeah.
That's actually a really sexy name now that we're circling back to names.
And he is like, he's kind of, if you've read the Raylan Kennedy Glynn books, he sort of sounds like rot from that. Like he's like kind of covered in vines. He does have a pumpkin head, which I love. And the really funny thing about all of these pumpkin heads is that like when they're like turned on, their eyes like light up more, like they flare with desire. So that was like a really cute little nod.
So for the first time ever, it's like you can actually see arousal flash across their eyes.
Yeah.
Like more fuck all the other books that are like, I saw his eyes like flit with arousal. It's like, no, you fucking didn't. I don't, yeah. What? I can't tell if my husband is aroused or hungry looking at his eyes. I can tell. Oh, that's kind of the same thing. But
men
yeah,
are
no.
Simple creatures. Yeah,
no, so, you cannot. But yeah, pumpkin.
Pumpkin. So, and he's kind of covered in vines. He's a bit like, you know, he's a different man. Like he lives in the woods. He's protective. He's like an alpha dude. And you're like, okay, cool. So like this is less than 150 pages. She decides that like the first night she's like covered in dirt and grit and shit. She's been forced into a marriage with this guy. Well, you know, a relationship. And she's like, you know, this is the perfect time to like rub one out. She's in the shower. He's like, you live here now. Like everyone else has run away. And he has this room and it's just like full of like pink. Like it's just like Pepto-Bismol, like just sprayed the room. And, you know, she goes and like does her business. And he, of course, smells her arousal. He's naked in the moonlight. And then they fuck. And then she's like, well, you know, like I could be happy here. I just don't want to stay in that room. So they get married and his dick has like vines coming out of it. And it's like I'm actually doing all of these hand movements. You guys can't see them, but it's like truly like 5 stars, you know?
Why is the room pink?
Well, okay, so the best, because he just thinks that's what human women like.
Oh, pink, okay, okay. I was worried it's gonna be something like fucking weird.
One of the lines that I highlighted in this was death by big dick. What a way to go. And when this man comes, his eyes glowed so hot that they scorched the bedroom ceiling.
Wow.
That was like 3 stars already. Like,
oh,
it was
good
like,
for her to like bring that out of him.
Exactly.
I have nothing but respect for that.
Nothing but respect for my president.
Wow.
That was Katie with the eye.
Wow.
So
I mean,
that's all I have to report.
Bravo. This reminds me, I made a bunch of things of like just funny quotes or whatever that I've, whatchamacallit, that I've saved. And where was the one that was reminding me? Oh, she was like, I realized I saw them from hanging upside down. It wasn't a monster come to eat me. It was this monster who's come to eat me out.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I was like, no. I am a big fan of that.
What's the Olivia Colman? Stunning. You know, that's that sound that's been going around. Stunning. That's stunning.
Oh, I do like that one, actually. Michaela and I mostly talk to each other in, like, TikTok sounds.
TikTok, yeah. I talk to everyone in TikTok sounds
all
the time. The school principal that I love to harass, he said something was sensational. I was like, sensational? He's like, no, just like the word sensational, Michaela. Nothing about it. Okay.
So there's no restraining order filed yet?
Not yet.
Good. If he hasn't yet, he probably really won't.
If love is true, ignore the restraining order. No, he's not my type. He's probably like, he's too good looking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. No, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kate's like pretty to look at, but I'm just like, I would not. Man. I could not do it.
Yeah. And he knows who you are. Cause I was like, my friend who read the Potato Shift Romance, he's like, oh yeah.
Oh God. But show him my picture. So he like can put a face to that potato shifter image that he already has forming. Cause I'm really worried about what he's picturing.
Yeah, well, I can. I'll show him on your reels. I'll be like, she's funny. See, like, funny.
I'm just worried he's like just picturing a potato.
Maybe.
Oh my.
I mean, I'll never.
I'm a
think
girl.
Less.
I'm
my
a real
name
girl.
In this chat right now is, what was it, pumpkin fucker? And then I had to change it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Fine.
Now it's just back to Michaela.
That's okay.
Well, so what was the best of the pumpkin fucker books then? What's taking the gold?
Yes, yeah, Seduced by the Pumpkin King, closely followed by Jack. Like, I would love for you to read Seduced by the Pumpkin King. I think that you would just enjoy it. Like, it was
October's
good.
Not over.
No, exactly. We're fucking not even halfway through yet. Jesus Christ, it's never ending.
Oh, yeah, I thought we were a little bit further.
Mm.
Oh. Well.
It's okay.
Maybe we'll do a podcast part two where we, like, branch out to other spooky. We were trying to find a candy fucking book after somebody, like, posted a reel.
Yeah,
a story. And what did you got? Oh no, you got somewhere weird. I don't think we can read that one.
Well, this is like, you know, you have to utilize the search engine. You just write chocolate shifter romance into your Kindle Unlimited.
Potato Shifter book 2 comes out this month.
Thank God. Thank God. We've been waiting for that.
I have been, because it's like an enemies to lovers. And enemies for no reason. There's literally no reason that this potato and this wolf are enemies, other than like they had bad vibes when they first met each other. That's it. And I have high hopes for like some really, like, I don't know how potatoes hate fuck, but I'm curious. I'm interested to find out.
I hope he turns himself into like a gratin as like a peace offering.
Ooh, he does have to prepare him a certain way to eat him. I wonder if it'll be french fries again, or if like this guy is really into like mashed potatoes.
JP, give us something different, baby, please.
Hash browns.
Hash browns. He has to be grated. Every time he grates, he like...
Ooh, no. Comes. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Do you have a terrible question to try to surprise me with this week?
Oh, shit. Wow. I didn't really think that through. The other ones just really happened super organically. Well, really quick, tell me what you're currently reading that is not Halloween related. Give me a moment. Plug a book.
Okay, so at the moment, yeah, I'm like literally finishing off Losers by Harley LaRue. Another one that I'm reading and that I've been reading for ages is Naked in Death, the first book in the enormous Eve Dallas series by J.D. Robb as Nora Roberts. Mm-hmm. The fuck else am I reading? I love how whenever we talk, I'm like, I've never read a book in my life. Like, I don't know.
We spend all day talking about books, and then like when I did the reels or the stories where I recommended a bunch of books, they're in my highlights. If anybody is interested in seeing what I recommended, I let the audience make requests, and they got very specific, like weirdly specific, some of them.
But I know what else I'm reading. I've just pulled out my Kindle. Okay, so I'm also reading The Orc from the Office, because it's October as well.
That by Kate Pryor. That was good.
Yeah, well, I'm like 5% of the way through it. So I've also got an arc of Second Bite from my friend SJ Tilly. And then a book that's released today is called My Billionaire Boss is a Vampire, I want to say. It's by Kate M. Darris. So that has fisting in it. Yeah.
Wait, and is it MF or MM?
There is MFM. Mm.
Amazing. Mm,
and there's a tail involved as well. I feel like I'm gonna have to drag you into this one with me.
I think I don't even know if I need to be like dragged. I feel like just an arm tug. Like a gentle arm tug.
Yeah, come on babes, let's do it. Yeah, that could be good. A part two for Halloween.
Yeah,
give us some ghost recommendations, some vampire.
Actually, I got a lot of ghost recommendations after I told people I didn't have any ghost recommendations. You wouldn't believe the amount of DMs I got from people who were like, hey, you said you wanted a fucking ghost, I got you. I was like, oh God.
I'm ready to be strong armed by Kate again for our next episode.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do have Seduced by the Pumpkin King on my Kindle. I downloaded it when you said, so
good.
I will read that. I'm currently reading Tentacles and Triathlons by Ashley Bennett. The dedication was like, for everyone who's ever wanted to like be fucked by tentacles. It was like the dedication. And I was like, That's me.
Yeah.
Whoa. What else am I reading? I'm like, oh, I need to read Velvet Cruelty by Eve Dangerfield. It's like a Snow White reverse harem.
Oh, I love that.
But not with all the seven dwarves. I did ask, and no. She said she picked two dwarves, but they're not dwarves. And, like, you know, they don't have beards. They don't work in a mine. But she said one of the characters, like, literally wants to kill the heroine, but he's going to fuck her, too. So.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Oh, here's my question.
Oh God.
Pick a seven dwarf. Which of the seven dwarves are you fucking, and why? You gotta pick one. And sleepy. Why is it Doc? Oh, you have sleepy. Everyone I know does Doc.
I feel like my husband is like sleepy, like he just falls asleep. Like the less time you're awake and pissing me off, the better. Let's fuck real quick. Let's have a little cuddle, and then you go nut night. Okay.
Wow.
So yeah. So why do you pick Doc?
No, I just think most people choose Doc. He's definitely a daddy dom. Like, he's the leader of the group. He's definitely into that. He's very domineering. There's a lot of BDSM involved. Like, he can hurt you and then heal you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm picking Bashful.
Like a Bashful? Oh, I love that. That's cute.
I want, like, the nerdy guy who, again, who thinks he's, like, he can't get a girl. And I want to be the girl.
I feel like we've just picked our husbands as like the seven dwarves, because like when I'm reading Losers by Harley LaRue, like this is very embarrassing to talk about. Like at school, I was like a mean girl. Like,
oh no, I
was
believe it.
A bitch.
Yeah. this is not information that I am shocked by.
I'm trying to have a Ricky Lake moment here, and this bitch is raining on my parade. but then like, so she hooks up with the guy who is like a loser and is really dominant, like, but you know, kind of person that she tormented. Perfect. And he really fucking teaches us some things about himself. And my husband, he was not popular at school. So he like loves being like, your mom was a fucking bitch, like telling the kids. I was like, look, you know, I was who I was when I was at school. I skipped school so much. So yeah,
like the 6 days I went to school, I was
the six. Well, I nearly didn't graduate because I didn't have the attendance in year 12. So
Jesus Christ, I don't know who
you were. A fucking nerd. Stop lying. Okay, you were someone I bullied.
I would have been. Well, I actually. So I was never bullied. I just didn't really care too much about. I wasn't cool, but my graduating class had 1,000 kids in it, so it was like. Yeah. There was no cool kids. There were too many kids. Like nobody had the same opinion. So there were like classes of kids. Like you did have jocks, you did have preppy kids, you did have weirdos. And I was definitely a weirdo, but I was also like cool. So I don't really, cause I didn't give a shit what anybody thought about me. But the problem is,
someone is singing happy birthday. Can you hear?
I cannot, but I hope it's good. I feel like no one in the world has ever sang happy birthday well.
I know,
it's like a song birthday. Written to be shitty.
Yeah, I don't like my birthday. I never celebrate.
Wait, when is your birthday?
I'm not telling you.
Damn it. I'm gonna call Connor.
Okay,
I was gonna say that Rob was very cool. I actually dated some guys that Rob knew in high school. We went to two different high schools in like the same area. And every time I'm like, yeah, I dated that guy and that guy, he'd be like, oh yeah, they were losers. And they were not losers, but like, you know, by Rob's school standards, like they were the weird kid too, which made sense. I'm dating within my class of weirdos.
Yeah.
Rob was a jock. He was one of three kids to win an award for doing a sport every single time you can do a sport. So he was a 12 sport athlete. There's an award on my fucking, oh wait, I made him take it away. It was on my bookshelf. And I was like, get this the fuck out of here. It's honestly, it's making my room too popular. It has to come. And yeah, he was just like a totally cool jock. And that's why we never crossed paths in high school.
There is a YA romance in there somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. I think it's funny because like I always go for like the dorky guys. The dorky, like nerdy guys. Like that's always been my thing. And then I married a fucking like 6'2". Blonde jock, and even to this day I'm confused how he tricked me.
That's like, well, you know, you kind of look at like guys that I have dated in the past and they're all like tall meathead sort of dudes, and then like my husband is just like a little gamer, like weirdo cutie. I think that like people when they meet him, they're like, wow, that is not someone that I pictured you being.
It's kind of like in the house right now somewhere listening, like he does sometimes.
No, but he does listen to these podcasts he doesn't tell me. He'll be like, he'll like do a quote and I'm like, bitch, I know what I said. Like, you know, I know I've been seen.
Well, he's going to have a lot of fun listening to this one.
This is like so long. If you have made it to the end, you're a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a little kiss on the cheek.
Even we're like kind of sick of each other by now. Michaela and I have to take like a full day off of talking to each other after on these podcasts. Cause we're just like, ugh. But we have, I think this is going, I don't know, a 45 minute episode, maybe 45, 50. My husband just texted and he's on his way home. I swear to God, I heard someone come home like 30 minutes ago.
It's a ghost ready to fuck you.
If he has a pumpkin head, he's going to be really confused when I turn him down after listening to
this. Video call me. If he has a pumpkin head, I'm DTF.
It'll be like a threesome, but with a phone person. It's new. It's a new thing. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions about these books, if you read these books, feel free to tag us in your stories. And I will reshare it because I'm not fucking embarrassed about anything I said in this episode whatsoever. And neither is Michaela. Next week is a Patreon exclusive episode. I don't know what the fuck it is. I never know until like a day before. So stay tuned for that. And read whatever the fuck you want. Michaela, do you have anything to add?
Love you, bitch.
Perfect. and close.